This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. The Rainbow Family of Living Light is a loose affiliation of people from around the country, even internationally, that gather together every year to celebrate their ideals of nonviolence and love. They have no leadership structure and often call themselves non-members. Their annual gathering this year is in the Green Mountain National Forest, specifically the Mount Tabor area. Officials are estimating that 10,000, maybe even 20,000 people could show up in the forest to set up tents and build temporary shelters. That's a lot of people for a generally pretty quiet and rural part of the state. So here to tell us how they're preparing and what they expect is John Sinclair, forest supervisor with the Green Mountain and Finger Lakes Division of the U.S. Forest Service. John, nice to talk with you again.
Great to talk to you. Thank you for having us today.
Do you have a sense of how or why the Rainbow Family picked this particular area to have their gathering this year?
Well, nationally, every year they hold this annual, what they refer to as their annual gathering, and it is on U.S. Forest Service land somewhere in the United States. And they've been interested in coming back to the eastern part of the country. They visited us last year to ask us questions about our forest and areas on the forest that might support or be able to handle this number of people. But primarily they are in the West, but they have a contingent that's spread from coast to coast. And those Rainbow Family members from the East wanted to host a gathering. And the last time they were here on the Green Mountain National Forest was 1991 in Granville. And I've heard from some of them, whether it's the official statement from the family is hard to tell, but it's their 25th anniversary, and they were excited to come back to the Green Mountain National Forest.
And the activities that you expect to see during this time from the gathering?
It's varied. Most of them are just camping and communing out on the landscape. Driving through, you see a few of them sitting around playing music, fiddles, flutes, guitars, but mostly they're camping, like anyone else would do, out on the landscape, celebrating the 4th of July holiday time. They're just doing it in a much different manner than what others would use. You know, tents are the atypical. There's a lot of tarps and buses and just sleeping out under the stars.
And I understand building temporary kitchens and other structures that then can be taken down in a couple of weeks. And is that okay in terms of the impact on the landscape and the drain on local resources that it may have?
Having 10,000 people to 20,000 people is definitely going to have an impact on the landscape, without a doubt. We have set up an operational plan. There's no one in the family that will actually sign a permit to utilize the forest because they are that loose affiliation and no one speaks for the family, Rainbow Family, in and of itself. So we have established a operation plan, which we are currently enforcing out on the landscape, and it has mitigation measures regarding where they can build their ovens and their kitchens, how close they are to water supplies, where they can put their pit and trench toilets in the landscape. So we do take our resource protection concerns on our behalf, and we enforce them to the greatest extent we can. And so far, they have been amenable to those requests.
Though this isn't without some controversy, as of this morning, the latest update sent out by the Forest Service is that there have been a total of 16 warning notices, 8 violation notices for traffic and drug-related offenses, and 13 other incidents that received law enforcement responses. There's also a somewhat bizarre story about some of the visitors stealing a dog from a local humane society. And I should say that dog, Fred, was recovered and seems to be none the worse for the wear. But are you concerned about that?
Yeah, without a doubt, we have a cross-section of people up there. Some of them will never give us a problem. They just want to be left alone and camp on the landscape. But when you have 10,000 people coming in, there is a cross-section, and there's folks or family members that are looking or are into illegal activities, whether it be drugs, violence, traffic issues, we see it all up in the gathering site itself. So we are concerned. We have a large contingent of law enforcement from the Forest Service itself that has come in from around the country. We've set up a national incident management team structure that allows us to utilize interagency efforts and have a command. We have support from the state police, local sheriffs, local police, fire and rescue, local town officials, State Department of Health have been up to the areas. We've been in communication with hospitals. So we're really reaching out because the safety of the public and employees and those up in the gathering site itself, it is an incredible concern for us.
That's John Sinclair, Forest Supervisor with the Green Mountain and Finger Lakes Division of the U.S. Forest Service. Thanks for telling us a little bit about this rainbow gathering.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.